We are in the longest government shutdown in history. To me, it feels like an elementary school fight to determine who rules the playground. In the meantime, federal employees are not getting paid for their work. Yes, they will get paid eventually. But who will cover their expenses while the children in Washington play games? Is there an adult on the playground? The games they are playing are real. American lives are the chips. The audience is the world. The venue? The United States of America. I can't help wonder what other world leaders are thinking of our country during these times. Perhaps they are enjoying the show while laughing their asses off. Perhaps they are planning attacks. Or maybe, just maybe, they are speeding up the attacks they have already planned. That can't be possible, can it? After all, our commander-in-chief recently and proudly announced that we have defeated ISIS. I believe our guard is down, our patriotic shield is weak, and the moral fabric of this country is quickly deteriorating. One thing is for sure, history is being written right now. Only time will tell how much damage these games will cause. Right now, though, common sense tells the audience that these games are bad for our country. Will we emerge as a united country once again? Will our soldiers continue to express their pride in protecting this great nation? Unlike what some of the children in Washington may say, these soldiers are not on a paid vacation. As an American, I'm grateful for all the sacrifices they make to protect our freedom and this great nation. As I think of the current state of our nation, I am reminded of I Belong, a poem I wrote from the perspective of a proud American soldier who is in love with his wife and his country. If there is an adult on the playground, please jump in at any time to establish order. A collapsed country will have no need for a border. The adult on our playground was Coach Don. He always made sure our playground was safe and solved any playground quarrels quickly. After doing so, all the children happily went off to play together or to enjoy the sprinklers, especially during the hot summer days. Coach Don always knew exactly when to turn on the sprinklers.